Thanks, Alan. So next term, I'm going to be teaching a course in genetics and biotechnology policy. And I'm really excited to be teaching the course because I haven't taught it in quite a while now for... I don't usually need a mic tray. So I am excited because I haven't taught it in quite a while, and I don't know when I'm going to be teaching it again. But the first, there are a few important things for you to know. Those of you who've taken courses with me before know that while the course is titled Genetics and Biotechnology Policy, you are not expected to have any scientific background in order to be able to take the course. To the extent that you need to know the science of genetics and biotechnology, I'll teach it in the course itself. Basically, the course will cover the history of regulation and legislation in genetics and biotechnology, both in the US and abroad. My own research is in the US and Europe primarily, but we'll also be looking at examples in the developing world. And we'll also be mapping out the current political environment in terms of genetics and biotechnology policy. There are a few main themes. The first is genetic medicine, and so we'll be looking at genetic testing technologies and policy around that, pharmaceuticals policy, particularly around pharmaceuticals that are targeted towards people with particular genetic markers. It's called pharmacogenomics. We'll also be talking about biobanks, which is what happens to those banks that are keeping all the DNA samples of our newborns. And that connects to broader policy issues around health, health policy, civil liberties, and also race and gender policy. The second major theme in the course will be agricultural biotechnology, and we'll be doing that. And I should say, as my work is comparative, a lot of the class will be comparative and international, especially when we get to talking about agricultural biotechnology. We'll talk about risk and uncertainty, intellectual property, the precautionary principle, and trade. And that obviously links to environmental policy, food and agricultural policy, and trade policy. We'll talk about intellectual property issues and patents, issues around patents on biotechnology inventions, and finally, crime and the use of DNA and biotechnological techniques for crime policy and forensic DNA, DNA testing. So that's obviously connected to civil liberties and crime issues. So obviously, the point is that this is a course that uses genetics and biotechnology to speak more broadly about a variety of different policy issues, both domestic and international. And I just want to leave you with one final point about the assignments. Those of you who've taken 585 with me will be thrilled to know that there's not nearly as much writing. But we'll have a series of short assignments, op-eds, public comments, and congressional testimony. That'll be the bulk of it.